The OU Black Student Association hosted two rallies on campus last week. Hundreds of students marched and chanted. Some wore all black and tape over their mouths. They were calling for action after two racist videos surfaced on social media. The first showed two white OU students. One had black paint on her face and used a racial slur to refer to herself. University President Jim Gallagly condemned the students' actions. They withdrew from the school and issued apologies. Then, a few days later, a man in blackface was recorded walking near campus.
After the second one, it was feeling overwhelmed and feeling sad.
Miles Francisco is a junior at OU and a member of the Black Student Association.
You know, I was in class and my phone was just blowing up, just getting a lot of buzz, and I looked at it. And, you know, one of my friends who's on, you know, Form Magazine with me said, you know, another blackface, y'all. And I walk out of class and I watch the video and my stomach drops.
Francisco says he worried the video would turn violent. These incidents came about 4 years after members of OU's Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity were filmed performing a racist chant. The fraternity was expelled from campus.
Right now, the majority of black students, the majority of students of color, the majority of marginalized students simply don't believe President Gattalie when he says things like we're committed to change, we're committed to, you know, bringing about a culture of diversity and inclusion.
Francisco says many students want to see officials taking action. Jim Gallagly became president of OU in July 2018, about 7 months ago.
There's a lot that we've been working on, and then now there's some further things that, you know, we need to continue to work on.
All incoming OU students take diversity training. They complete either a three-part summer orientation or a three-hour session during their first academic year. According to the school's website, the training covers topics like understanding stereotypes and implicit bias and gives students templates for inclusive language and behavior. But Gallagly says he agrees with those who feel OU hasn't done enough to create a more inclusive campus environment. The Black Student Association has presented a set of demands. One is to add a, quote, zero-tolerance policy of hate speech to the student code of conduct. Gallagly says he's organizing a group to look into this.
First, we have to determine what is zero tolerance and what can we touch and what can't we touch. And it's a very complicated legal area. I'm not sure that we'll be able to stretch that code to pick up something like that because of the First Amendment, a variety of other things, but we've already started forming that committee.
He says it'll include, among other people, the dean of the African and African American Studies Department, a constitutional law professor, and members from student groups. The university is also making an effort to hire more diverse faculty and administrators, according to Gallagly. Jane Arungu oversees all of OU's diversity programs. She says she's working with faculty and staff to see what additional training might be needed. And she's organized a campus conversation for this week.
About what is right and what borders as bias, harassment, discrimination, racism. I mean, these are difficult conversations.
Arungu says officials need to communicate with students as they work to address diversity and inclusion issues.
If the process requires a week or 2 weeks, then we shall communicate that to them. And I totally believe that if we can communicate concrete steps that we are taking.
Arungu says she wants the university community to focus on positive messages, too.
We need to enhance our unity, our love and respect, and the human dignity for each other. I'm a firm believer in building each other up and not bringing people down.
Student Miles Francisco says he and other students will hold officials accountable. He says his ideal OU is one where students have at least two professors that look and identify as they do.
That you have a community and that you have a home here on this campus, so that includes retention of students of color, and that you have spaces where you can be authentically, wholly yourself.
For KGOU, I'm Claire Donnelly.